This is a podcast from the BBC.
Hello, everyone. We're back. We've got our Friday podcast back. So straight off the bat, I've got to apologise for my voice. I was out DJing in Glasgow with Scott last night and I've had about 2 hours sleep and I've literally just got back from the airport into Radio 1, get me, and I just really wanted to make sure that we did this podcast. So I've come in to make sure that we get this podcast done for you and we can go again, and hopefully we're going to do a few more of these over the next few weeks as long as you guys want it and you guys keep supporting it. It was so humbling to see how many people had emailed the Radio 1 management about this podcast, and I've got some of them here. So I just want to say a very quick thank you to Jason in Aberdeen. I'll read a little bit of some of your emails. It says, "Hi Scott and Chris and Radio 1 management. Just caught up on the podcast and sounds like management are trying to cancel Chris's Friday podcast. Don't let them. It's brilliant. I would love to hear many more." That was one of the emails. I love how formal some of these get as well, like this one from Blaze in Canada. It says, "Hello BBC Radio 1 management / controller." Controller's like the big boss here. "I like Scott's show the best on Radio 1, and now that Radio 1 is only on 4 days a week, I miss the Friday podcast, which is why Chris's show was great. It was funny and informative to Radio 1. Cheers, Blaze." And this one from Kaylee got a little bit ranty. I'm probably going to get in trouble for reading it, but I'm going to do it anyway. "I've just caught up on yesterday's podcast, which was hilarious as usual to hear that Chris's podcast may not continue. It was bad enough that you had cut Scott and Chris's show down to 4 days. I felt cheated from the money I paid for my TV license, but I understand sometimes there has to be a change, so I went along with it. And then Chris came back with an extra podcast. I didn't feel as grieved by the whole situation, and what made it better is it wasn't filtered. Please bring it back." Kaylee, I couldn't agree more. I hope I don't get in trouble for that, by the way. But you know what? Management had this lovely conversation with me and they said, "Let's do the podcast. If you're up for doing it," there's clearly a lot of the listeners that want it to happen and I'm well up for it. So we go again. On the podcast this week, we're going to be speaking to Scott Mills. I quite like hearing what he's up to in his normal life outside of Radio 1. We're also going to catch up with someone that has got famous through the show this week. In fact, we're going to speak to a couple of people. One who was on a game that we've started doing on the show, and another who brought a game to Radio 1. It was one of their ideas. Little hint, involves Newsbeat. We're also going to catch up with Good News Jamie, who is like a friend of the show, someone that we love. And I think it's really good to get him on the podcast. And then the most important bit, we'll be taking questions from you guys. We're going to get some of you guys on to ask your questions and we'll answer them as honestly as possible. As I said, please excuse the voice. Really busy with freshers at the moment. But we needed to do this podcast for you. Let's kick things off. Let's speak to Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hello. You all right?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time together lately, haven't we? I mean, we always do anyway, like 3 hours a day. But more at the moment.
I know, and sometimes that strains things. Well, yeah, that I think there's highs and lows to it, isn't there? Like, when we're actually together and DJing and we're at whatever uni it is, like, we were actually in Glasgow last night and we had lots of fun there. And it's really good then, but then I worry I really annoy you when we're travelling around.
It's just that I get a bit tired and tempers get a little bit frayed, and you have now, like, turned into some kind of Argos version of Alfie Days and are filming absolutely everything, and I can't be bothered with that.
This morning, I wanted to film you having breakfast. And
no, I don't want that. No one wants to be filmed after 3 hours sleep in a Frankie and Benny's at 8 a.m. in Glasgow Airport. That's fair enough.
Well,
just let me have my omelette.
I just think we have a duty to sort of report to people their honest lives. Do you want to share with everyone what happened?
Well, you always say that I'm quite a bad traveller on planes because I just can't get comfy. And then I fall asleep and I thrash around a lot. And the guy in front of me was having none of it on the way to Glasgow. To be fair, I'd had enough. Like, the plane had been delayed like 4 hours. Like, we were late for our DJ gig. And I don't know what happened. I was trying to sleep, but I was moving around quite a lot, to be fair. I think it had been happening for some time, but because I had the ostrich head on, he didn't feel that he could approach me because, like, you couldn't really see my face. But then I took it off, and then he was straight, like, literally stood up in his seat, turned round, and wagged his finger at me and went, "Listen here, laddie."
It was a proper telling off.
It was like a real telling off. He was like, "I don't know if you're a nervous passenger, but stop. Can you stop twitching?"
Yeah, it was like quite serious. He stood up And it was quite intimidating, actually. And it was almost along the lines of, right, listen here and listen good.
Listen here, I'm only going to tell you once. Stop thrashing around. And I don't know whether you're a nervous passenger, but stop thrashing around because you keep digging into my seat. It's very uncomfortable.
But I've been thinking about this loads because at the time...
And actually pointed his finger.
But I react really badly when people are angry at me like that because my natural reaction is to stick up for myself or stick up for
Shut
my friends.
Up.
It's not... Exactly, but it really took me back, his tone. Like, I didn't actually know what to say.
Well, I just had an ostrich head on. I didn't know what was going on.
No, and bless you, because you don't do confrontation at all. You just wanted the whole thing over. But it's something we joke about a lot. You are a nightmare, not really to sit next to on a plane, but to sit in front of.
Never. If anyone ever sits in front of me on a plane, if you see me on a plane, then I would be asked to be moved.
Yes.
Just saying, because it's probably not that great. No. It was fine on the way back because there was a loud crying child who wasn't old enough to complain.
No, and can I say a big thank you for giving me the window seat as well? Because
no problem.
We both know
that's
your seat. Anyway, Glasgow aside, and our many trips to Scotland that we've had this week, I think the show has been pretty good this week.
Oh, it's been so good. Like, in particular, the cuffing queen, Kate, has been spectacular. Also, I think when we got the lady that sounds like the voicemail from EE, and then we actually got the voicemail from that phone company lady, they sound exactly the same. And it was such a weird phone call, but it was one of my faves.
In case you missed it, here's a little bit of it right now.
Are you sure you're not the lady from the phone company that sounds like EE, the voicemail there?
I'm definitely not her.
We were convinced that you were her. Like, even just now when you go, hello.
Hello.
You sound like the actual one. but it turns out you're not the actual one because we've managed to get hold of the actual voicemail lady, Scott. She's on the line right now.
Oh, this is blowing my mind.
Say hello, the actual voice.
Hello?
Her name's Ruth.
Hello.
Hello. Right, okay, can we have a hello off here, please, just to see? I'm not going mad, am I? They do sound similar. Perina, you first.
Hello.
Ruth.
Hello.
Oh, it's so weird.
Perina.
Hello.
Ruth.
Hello.
Perina.
Hello.
Ruth.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Best game ever.
Hello.
we can't keep saying the name of the brand, so for now we'll call it Wee Wee.
Yeah.
Can you go for a full sentence, please, Ruth? Can you just give us, you know, you've reached the Wee Wee voicemail.
Hello, and welcome to the voicemail of Wee Wee.
Oh, amazing. Perina, your turn.
Hello, and welcome to the voicemail of Wee Wee.
Oh, it's the same!
Oh, it was funny, wasn't it? Also on the show this week, we sent Peter Crouch to go tell bad jokes in a pub.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, right, you forget how much we do.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. And I believe that's got thousands and thousands of views across social and stuff. Have you been spotted in the pub yet? Have they clocked it's you or not?
Yeah, I think they're just discussing it now, I think.
You must get this a lot.
Yeah, I do. But usually I put a hat on and sit in the corner. I don't come in and tell jokes.
Yeah, that's true.
This is...
Well, hang on, can I ask what the normal disguise is?
Well, I've got actually a little train hat that I wear. If I go on the tube or something like that, I put a hat on. It's just Peter Crouch in a hat, but it makes me feel better.
Very good.
Okay, right, so Chris has a list of jokes. Peter has the same list. Chris, they're all numbered, so just pick your favourite and then Peter's going to go and do his show.
All right. Why don't you order a drink and deliver your first joke to whoever's behind the bar?
Yeah. Right, I'm going in. Here we go.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah, cheers.
He hates this.
Let's go for joke number three to start.
Okay, number three.
Yeah, okay, order the drink first and then go in with the joke.
Okay, all right, because I just have a pint of Guinness, is that right? Yeah. Okay, what do you call someone who stands inside the goalposts and stops the ball rolling away? A net.
Tumbleweed.
You laugh.
No.
No reaction whatsoever.
No, he's not laughing, though. No. He's just carrying on pouring the drink.
Okay.
Of course, we did another game of... Well, we've been calling it the birthday game, but you call it something different.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with calling it Where Do You Think They Were?
Where Do You Think They Were, yeah. Which is a much better name, I just keep forgetting it.
You can't get it in your head, like, it was like, what do we call it again?
Yeah, I just can't remember it. It's like there's a slight glitch in my brain that means I can't remember it.
So, you know the show Who Do You Think You Are? Just past tense it, Where Do You Think They Were?
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to catch up with the girl from that later on in the podcast. Oh, find out how it's been for her, because she's obviously had to listen to a really in-depth description about how her parents conceived her.
Yeah, and there was a specific soundtrack, which if you haven't heard it, is quite spectacular. I'd be interested to know how she's feeling right now. Now it's sunk in.
It has been a very, very good week, Scott. Looking forward to next week.
Absolutely. I've just got to survive one more trip to Scotland. It's all good.
Mate, we're DJing in Lincoln on Sunday night.
Yep.
And then a big show next week. In fact, we're on Radio 1 student tour as well, aren't we?
Yeah. So our faces, we saw the bus in Glasgow. Our faces are on this huge bus. And we're going to be in Manchester and Liverpool and all around next week as well. So stay listening for details of that.
Oh, well, look, anyway. It's good catching up. We'll have another good week next week.
Oh, yeah, we will. All right.
In a bit. Bye. I quite like our little updates with Scott, because I think he talks in a way where he doesn't normally talk on the radio. It's quite nice to do. Okay, so next up on this podcast, what I thought we would do is, we were just talking about it with Scott, actually. You know the game that we play, Where Do You Think They Were? Also known as the birthday game on our show. So how about we give Ella a call? And just in case you missed this on the show or on the Scott Mills Daily, here's a little recap of what happened.
Very embarrassed to say this, but the first night that Stuart and I ever made love was in his flat to Spandau Ballet's Gold.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And was this a big song at the time?
Yes. Yes, okay. It was. Yeah.
I think I can find that, actually. Hang on. It'll be in the Radio 2 system, won't it? Hang on. Yeah. Oh. How do you feel about that, Ella?
It's horrible because I love that song.
Ella, is it true you've just done a Pilates class?
Yes, I have, yeah.
How was that?
It was good, thank you.
So you were on the show this week, and I think you kind of got famous off the show because you took part in my favourite game, and you had to sit there whilst your parents basically explained about your conception.
Yeah, I think it was probably the weirdest game I've ever played.
What I was intrigued about, and the reason why I wanted to get you on, is I just wanted to find out how it's been. Because obviously we do all of this on air, and then you've got to kind of have dinner with your parents and see them, and is it awkward or...?
If I'm honest, I haven't spoken about it with them. We were all obviously there when, listening to it and everything, and it was awkward and my mum was laughing her head off, and I was just more concerned about all the messages I was getting from my friends, like, oh my god, Ella, I can't believe you've done this. My dad was like chuffed with himself, put it all over Facebook and made sure everyone like heard it, but I, if I'm honest, I've been avoiding the chat about it.
I see. So your tactic this week's just been to kind of try and get away from it all?
Yeah, literally hide under a rock.
I love that your parents are so proud of it. It's like their moment on Radio 1.
I know. I mean, for me, I was like, I was like pretty chuffed. I was like, oh, it's something ticked off my bucket list. So it's something I've always wanted to do, like be on the radio. For them, they've literally gone crazy. It's like they think they're famous.
Oh, maybe we should have called them. The thing is, now they'll have a taste for this fame.
Yeah, they're going to be like booking limos just to like dinner.
Well, look, thank you so much for taking part. And in case there's anyone listening that's thinking of doing this game, what would you say to them?
Be prepared. Expect the worst, but it's worth it because it was really, really fun and I had the best, most epic birthday shout out anyone could wish for.
Oh my word, the birthday shout out was amazing, wasn't it? Who did you have on your one? You had Slaves.
I had Slaves. I had Tony Hadley, which was obviously gold. and I had Clara Ampo, Grimmy. And then I was going to talk to you about this. I had someone else on there shout, happy birthday, Ella, but they didn't leave their name. So I'm
Do you know what? I think that was Adele Roberts, who does the early morning show here on Radio 1.
Oh, right. Fab. I was wondering. I was like, oh, maybe they've just got like a randomer on the street, but cool.
I saw Janet Jackson floating around the office here, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And really last minute, I was like, oh, let's get Janet Jackson to do the birthday shout out. But we couldn't get nearer. So it's kind of like a little bit disappointing to say, oh, we might have got Janet Jackson and we didn't. But, you know, the thought was there.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the effort.
All right, Ella. Well, look, thanks so much for taking part in the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been truly weird and wonderful.
Gold!
Oh, no.
Cheers, Ella. Fair play to Ella. I don't know if I would have liked to have done that. Sit there, having to listen to my mum and dad go through all of the detail. But that's kind of the fun of the game. That said, I would really, really like to get Scott's mum on. I think that would be an amazing thing to do. And perhaps what we're going to have to do is do it in a bit of a sneaky way. Maybe we could do it on this podcast or something. And also, between me and you guys, I'm looking for the ultimate payback for Scott. A few years ago, I thought I was going to interview Jennifer Aniston. And what I didn't realise is Scott had set the whole thing up to be a kind of a joke at my expense. So he told Jennifer Aniston to basically make out that it was the worst interview ever and that I was asking totally inappropriate questions. And then just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, Scott appeared from nowhere and it was obvious that it was a joke on me. And this ended up getting like 4 or 5 million views. It went everywhere. So I'm still looking for that opportunity to pay him back. Any ideas, let me know. Another person I think got famous through the show this week was a guy who came on to talk about a challenge that him and his mates do where they make little videos. This is so ridiculous, by the way, but they make little videos of each other saying news beat in the same style as the jingles are done. I can't really compare it to anything, and I think I'm doing a really bad job of selling it. So let's just get Newsbeat Dave, as I like to call him, on the phone right now to explain exactly how this began. Newsbeat Dave, hello.
Newsbeat.
How are you doing, Chris? Yeah, I'm really good. So you've kind of got famous off the show this week because this was just something you and your mates did. So how's this week been for you?
To be honest, mate, it's been a little bit mental. You know, this is just something that me and the guys do when we're sort of bored at work or just to amuse each other. To know that other people are finding it funny as well is just, you know, it's pretty good, really. It's pretty good, I can't lie.
So what's the current situation with it? Because we've been talking about them on the show, and then I was working with Peter Crouch on something that I'm doing for Five Live at the moment, and managed to get him to do one of these news beat videos, and I put it up on Instagram, and loads of people love it. Like, it's weird how much this has caught on. But what is the next step for you guys? Are you going to set this up as an Instagram account that everyone can follow, or what?
We've got an Instagram account. It's obviously, since I've come on the show, we've kind of set it up, because before it was just the WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
So we've set the page up, and what we're intending to do, I've had a telephone conference with the lads, and we're going to get our heads together and come up with some more material soon.
It's so funny. So when we were DJing last night, we were really bored and we were delayed at the airport, and we did one of these Instagram lives, and all anyone wanted us to do was keep saying news beat, news beat. I found myself saying it so many times.
You know, like I said, it's sprung out of nothing, mate. And if we can bring joy to the masses, then we're happy to do so. And if everyone else can get involved, then it's something for everyone. And like you say, it's a big Newsbeat's a big part of Radio 1. And
I love how serious you are about this now. It's like paying
homage.
Oh
no, this is business, man. This is business right here. You know, us guys are going to. You know, we've been coming up with some ridiculous theories that we're getting together tonight as a group, and we're going to try and make some more material.
I just love how this stuff lives on.
Encourage everybody else to get on it.
You know what? Sometimes on the show you do things and they're really funny at the time and they're good at the time, and then you don't really come back to them. Whereas I think this might be something that we're talking about for a while. So if people don't know what this is, go and check it out. The Newsbeat Challenge on Instagram, or check it out on the podcast from earlier this week.
Nice one. Thanks a lot for calling.
Cheers, Dave.
Cheers, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, coming up on this podcast, we're going to be answering some of your questions. From the very first podcast that we did, we really wanted to provide an opportunity for you guys to ask anything about Radio 1, about the DJs, about me, about Scott, about how things work. And I really want to answer those questions honestly. I really, really am keen for this to be a podcast that is all for you guys and about you guys. And you are the main reason for this podcast to be happening. So we'll do that very soon. But before that, I thought we could catch up. And we've done this every time on the podcast. Let's catch up with Good News Jamie.
Mate, I'm buzzing at your phone, mate.
I thought we'd phone you as a little surprise. I like that it's a little surprise for you every time. You always seem so happy when we call you.
Yeah, it's wicked, mate. I get dead jealous when everyone else speaks to you.
Why are you jealous? That's a weird way to put it.
Mate, I want to come to a pub with you and tell some bad jokes to people.
Like Peter Crouch did?
Yeah.
Yeah, weirdly, when we did that idea with Peter Crouch, where he goes to the pub and tells bad jokes, we actually did get some messages going, Good News Jamie would be amazing at this.
No way.
Yeah, we actually did.
No way. I don't believe you.
No, it's true. If we were going to send you to the pub to tell jokes to people, what would be your joke?
Oh, mate, I've got a really good one. So, I goes into this bar, right, and I'm on Tinder, and I'm flicking through, and then someone popped up, and they was like, oh, hi. And I was like, oh, hello. Bit strange, because it was a giraffe. So I was going, well, I'm into anything. So I said to this giraffe, where are you? And he mentioned this place where he is. And I said, well, that's next door from where I am. I said, just pop round. So this giraffe comes round, and we're having a drink, and lovely, this giraffe. Didn't know if it was a boy or girl or out, so just anyway, having a little drink, and I thought, getting along with this giraffe. And the barman says, Jamie, he says, seriously, he says, if you get this giraffe drunk and take advantage, you cannot, like, you know, you can't leave it here. So you got to take it home. I said, right, no worries. So I said, don't worry. I said, if we get too drunk, I said, I'll carry him home, or her home, whoever it was. So he says, all right, no worries. So we carry on drinking, we're having a good time, and anyway, gets to the point where this giraffe's like swaying. And I'm thinking, right, this is really bad. So I turned around to the barman and I said, right, I'm going to distract him. So I turned around and I said to him, someone's doing something naughty in your toilet, barman. So the barman, like, runs to the toilet. And as he's running to the toilet, the giraffe collapses, gone, snoring its head off. So as I'm, like, turning around, trying to sneak out the front door to just do one.
The world's longest joke, there, ladies and gentlemen.
I know.
Keep going.
So the barman turns around and he says, oi, Jamie. And I said, what? And he says, you can't leave this lion here. I said, barman, it's not a lion, it's a giraffe.
Oh, my God. Is that the...
Mate, it's not a lion, it's obviously a giraffe.
But why does the pre-joke bit of it, the whole setup, take about 10 minutes?
I don't know.
All right, Jamie, it's good to speak to you, mate.
Yeah, love you, bye.
I love you, bye.
No, I love you, bye.
For me, this next bit is the most important part of the podcast. It's a chance for you guys to ask your questions. I get so many questions, and thank you for that, to my social media, to my Twitter, to my Instagram. We get people texting into the show. Anything you want to know about Radio 1, about the presenters, I don't know, what we have for our lunch. It can be anything. This is your bit of the podcast. First up, asking their question, Jordan, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you good?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. What would you like to ask?
So what I want to know is, so how far in advance do you plan your shows that you do?
Do you know, a lot of people wonder this. So it's quite hard because we have to make a radio show every day. And actually, what people might not realise is we actually have a very, very small team of people that work on that. So there's loads and loads of people who work at Radio 1 in different departments. There might be people who work in the press department or people who deal with all the online stuff. But actually, our show team comes down to about four people. So me, Scott, two producers. So it's actually quite a small team, and that can make it quite hard to come up with loads of ideas that you can do throughout the week.
Yeah.
So sometimes stuff is planned from the week before and we can be quite organised. But being honest, there are some times that we turn up in the morning and we've got a complete blank page and we've got to figure out what we're going to do on the show that day. And that can be a little bit stressful because obviously we need to talk about something.
So do you ever worry that you're going to run out of things to say on
air? Yeah. Yeah, there's times that... In fact, we never worry, me and Scott, because even if there's nothing planned on the show, we're always good in that situation. Like, we've always had a laugh and there's always stuff that people text in and there's stuff that you can go off from there. But I genuinely think the show is always better when we've got like a big game planned or we have some ideas about things that we want to do. Are you enjoying the podcast?
Thank you. Yeah, I really love it. It's really good.
Well, look, have an amazing weekend and thanks for being on the podcast.
All right, thank you.
Cheers,
thanks
Jordan.
For answering.
All right then.
Thanks, bye. Bye.
Oh, I love how honest we can be with this. Okay, let's take another call. Hello, who's there?
Hello, it's Laura.
Hey, Laura, how are you?
I feel like we're already friends because I listen every day.
Yeah, but that's how me and Scott view it as well. Like, people always think that we don't see it like that. We really do. Our whole show is around everyone who listens to the show, and it's the most important thing to us. And that's why everything we talk about is hopefully the same stuff that you would talk about with your mates. And that's kind of what we want to be there for.
Yeah.
It's good for you to be on the podcast, though. Thank you for asking your question. What do you want to ask?
Well, no, I was just wondering, like, because obviously you've been on it for years. Why is it still just Scott's name above the door and not yours?
It's a great question.
Well, I love Scott and everything, but you're a massive part of the show as well.
Do you know what? I always think it's very kind when people say that. But the truth of it is, I'm a massive fan of the Scott Mills show. I'm a massive fan of the Scott Mills show as well. And I have been from before I even joined the show. So for me, I don't really think it's my place to have to come in and things change around that much. Being honest, like, it is Scott's show and I do feel a massive part of it. And I do love what I do on there. And I'm very, very proud to be on Radio 1 as well. But I also really like being part of the Scott Mills show. And I think that's what it should be. And for me, he's the best radio presenter in the world. And
I agree.
I think to be part of his show is ridiculously massive for me.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's the truth of it, though. And I think people have seen me kind of grow through Radio 1 and I think it's so cool that people wish me well and want to see me progress. But for me, I just feel as long as the show is progressing and the show keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, then really that's my role and that's my aim.
Yeah, that's a really nice outlook on it.
Well, look, have an amazing weekend.
And you as well.
And stay in touch with the show, all right?
I will do. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. I always find it weird taking Scott's love you, bye. Do you know what I mean? I shouldn't be doing it. It feels like it's sacrilege. Anyway, let's take one more call. Hello, Isabel.
Hi, Chris.
Hiya. Right? Yeah, you're on the podcast.
Woo!
Woo!
I'm so excited.
This is my favourite bit because we get these kind of questions. I feel like I'm being extra honest today. Maybe it's just because I've had no sleep.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So what do you want to ask?
Okay, so I want to know. I know it was a long time ago, but the Mila Kunis interview, pretty iconic. What was it actually like for you? Like when did you find out about it? Was she nice? Like, what was she like behind the scenes?
Okay, so this was the interview I did with Mila Kunis, where I got sent to interview Hollywood superstar Mila Kunis, and it kind of went, I wouldn't say not to plan. It's just I didn't really know what I was doing and I ended up just having this really nice chat with her, and the video went out of this and it got quite a lot of views. I think it ended up with like 15 million views.
So sorry, did she know any of the questions you were going to ask? It was literally like
Isabel, when I did that interview, I thought I'd screwed it up so much that the first thing I did when I got out was call Scott and say, I'm really sorry, we're not going to be able to use it. Because I'd asked nothing about the film. Yeah, honestly, it was the first time Radio 1 had sent me to go to one of these. They're called junkets. And I honestly thought I'd screwed it up. And it ended up being the total opposite.
Oh, my God.
Because do you know what?
Literally went viral.
Yeah, it did go viral. But I think what it showed was that actually it's just as entertaining and just as fun just to hear two people having an honest chat about things. And I think that's what Mila Kunis is so cool about in that situation.
Yeah. Because, and it was probably quite like refreshing for her because she probably gets the same questions all the time. So she probably was like, this is so funny. Like, do you know what I mean?
Well, that's how it works. So they sit in a hotel room and they sit in there for, you know, pretty much a whole day. And journalists just come in, you get brought in, you get 5 minutes, then you get taken out. And then the next journalist comes in. It's the same questions. It's the same routine over and over again. So I think when I went in and asked her if she fancied a Nando's, I think she quite liked it. But I did have a couple of questions. I had these questions written on a bit of paper. I was kind of underprepared for the situation. But then this sort of sheet of paper, I couldn't read it because I didn't feel like I was having a conversation with her. So it ended up not looking this thing. Then put this piece of paper on the ground just because we were chatting. And then at one point, there was this amazing moment. This American PR lady tried to get Mila to talk about the film. And Mila it sort of had a go back. And I remember sitting there thinking, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, how's it come to this?
Thank you so much for speaking to me.
Have the best weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Cheers, Isabel. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And that's it for this week. I guess we will be back hopefully next week, unless there's another management intervention. But I'm sure there won't be. And thank you so much, guys, for just putting up with my voice and my lack of sleep. It's actually been really fun. any questions that you want answered, it's easily my favourite bit of the podcast. Please get in touch. Instagram, Twitter, text into the show. And if you're enjoying this podcast, obviously hit subscribe. And if you can, write a little review. And I would massively appreciate that. All right, guys, until next week. Bye.
We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
No, stop it. One. Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, we're twins.
I know. Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.